This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is up. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now.
That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please.
You are with Jack and Dean, with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive. Now, Jack, I've shared with you before that I have a bit of a streaming addiction. I'm a streaming queen.
You are a streaming queen.
I like my streaming services. I actually have multiple streaming services. I can't decide.
How many? Two or three?
I've got that one. And I've got that one, and then I've got that one.
So you have three.
And then I've also, like, do YouTube-y stuff as well. Is that a problem? I have a problem.
Are you up till 3 a.m.? Did you get to the sign where it says, are you still here? And you're like, oh.
I have to keep a note to see what shows I'm watching on what platform, because I do get a bit confused.
Oh, yeah, episode 3.
But I don't like sharing, though. But joining us on the line from thebigsmoke.com.au is Alex to talk about streaming services and sharing. Hey, Alex, how you
doing?
Hey,
Alex.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank
you. So good.
But I don't like to share. I don't like sharing my streaming service.
I share because I'm as rich.
I'm a Netflix selfish user as well. Don't want to share. It's interesting. So about a year ago, Australians were able to use Netflix and a VPN to actually mask the IP address from their Australian service provider, and therefore they were able to gain access to the American and the British Netflix libraries. So it gave us a whole bunch of content that we weren't able to access legally through the Netflix site, so people were able to watch things far quicker. Then they found a way to eliminate that, and suddenly no VPN worked anymore. And now they're going to the next level, and they're using AI to track and analyze users and how they log in. So if they see multiple logins to one account from different IP addresses or different accounts that don't look like they're similar. So, for example, that's not your office computer, and that's not your home laptop, and that's not your phone. Yeah. Over time, they'll be able to track and then put in place measures to either get you to upgrade and pay for a multi-screen account, so multi-user account, or to stop additional users being able to access your account for free.
Well, that's no fun.
Now, remember back in the day, you'd do like a VHS recording of your favourite show and lend it to your friend to watch. Now you're giving sneaky, details of your account.
Mm. I used to put... Do you remember when you'd have the radio and then you'd place your cassette player to record the song when they were played on radio?
I do,
Malloy.
You could have a mixtape for your favourite. I did that for Sonia Dada, remember? Lover,
Lover.
Oh, yes.
The 90s.
You don't treat me no good no more.
It took me like 3 days to get it right for the radio.
Kids, they don't know.
So that's Netflix, really clamping down on that sort of stuff. The interesting thing also about Netflix and its relationship with people is Netflix is really symbolising for a lot of people commitment. In 2017, there was a statistic that came out that found if you were in a relationship with someone, you were more likely to show commitment by giving them your Netflix password.
Ooh.
Rather than the key to your apartment.
Oh, so this is serious.
Like
so when you're like, it's a third base, here's my deets.
So sharing your Netflix account is a way of showing them that you're committed to the relationship. So so whether or not that therefore Netflix ruins relationships for people.
But are they more worried, Alex, about sharing the password or people getting hacked into their password?
Neither. They're worried about the fact that people aren't paying for their own account.
Yeah,
fair enough.
You're talking about billions of dollars in loss. So if you consider, there was a joke on Instagram when the Black Mirror film came out, and it said Netflix are trying to work out how the film was watched 66 million times on only 20 active accounts.
Yeah.
That's the problem. They're not getting their $10 a month. And Netflix are actually looking to raise their prices a bit to around 13 AU dollars a month in the not-too-distant future. So it's a money-saving thing. It's a revenue rescuing.
Sure.
The other thing that I find interesting, you started off there, Alex, in terms of the regional coding. So, what people see in the UK is different to what people see in the US. And it just seems odd to me that wouldn't you just want to consume media and maximise your dollar globally? Like, why stop us from seeing certain things?
Because it's a licensing issue. So, for example, in Australia, I'll give you an example. In Australia, Fox still have the right to the show Wentworth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In America, Netflix, Wentworth is on Netflix. in Australia, Wentworth is not on Netflix. It's only on Foxtel.
Well, now season one is actually on ABC iView, so you don't even have to pay for season one.
All right. Yes.
So that's what it's about. It's a licensing agreement.
In fact, when I said earlier I've got multiple accounts, it's kind of like I got one because I wanted to watch Wentworth and Westworld, and then I got another one because I wanted to watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Me too.
So it's kind of like
I stand for RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm. That's literally the only reason I have it.
Can we talk about last week's episode, Clutching My Pearls? Oh, my God.
Can we talk about Naomi Smalls?
Oh,
the back
bend.
Like, out of this world. I was like, this is amazing.
I think she's really one to watch.
You know what? I didn't think she had it in her.
Impressive though, hey. Impressive. That back
really
bend.
Impressive. Oh. Really disappointed for Latrice, even though she's come back. I'm still disappointed that the whole thing happened that way. I just think I love Latrice, but she's just not performing well.
I would love to see... sorry, Jacqueline is rolling her eyes at me.
No, I wasn't. I was rolling, not performing well, and I went, oh.
Manila, this is our AFL final.
That's
okay?
Right.
I don't like football either.
But Manila, I would love to... Manila Lazond, I'd love for her to win.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to happen. I don't want Valentina to win. That would be wrong.
I actually want Valentina to win.
Do you? Oh.
I don't like her as a human.
No.
I love her as an amazing performer, though.
Anyway, she's digress. Sorry.
She's not only human, but she's a great performer.
No, she's kind of pretty. Yeah.
But she...
She's kind of pretty.
She's all right.
But yeah, but certainly in my consumption of the streaming services, I kind of am driven by what shows I can access. And certainly once I've watched those shows, I can then stop paying my $10 a month or whatever it is and just focus on the platforms.
Well, as soon as RuPaul's over, that account's going until next year.
Well, it's like when Game of Thrones comes out. I'll you know, reactivate my Foxtel when Game of Thrones is back on. You know,
are you that thrifty? I thought it was hard to... They make it hard for you to stop, no?
I don't turn Foxtel on and off. I just keep it all year round. But the streaming ones are easier to, you know, pause your subscription.
Oh, sure.
But there's now this, I think 10 Access is now streaming. They've commercialised their model. Is it Amazon or Prime? Amazon Prime?
Yes, I'm on that watching The Marvelous Miss Maisel, which I'm obsessed with.
But it's almost overwhelming.
I started up Amazon Prime as well, but then I cancelled it because I didn't watch it enough.
Yeah. Well, I'm using a friend's account. Or am I?
Allegedly. Maybe you are, maybe you're not.
But we're in a long-term relationship.
It must be serious, Mum.
It is.
Thank you very much, Alex. We'll let you go so you can get back and watch your RuPaul Drag Race.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.